Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. Our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the martyrdom of the Lady of Light, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, alayha salam. To talk about the martyrdom and the memory of this esteemed Lady of Light, this esteemed daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, we have in the studio with us Sheikh Muhammad Hussain. So let's go ahead and start our discussion by welcoming him. Sheikh Muhammad Hussain, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sayyid. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. Of course, in these days where we are commemorating the Shahada, the martyrdom of the esteemed Lady of Light, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, we wanted to talk and discuss a little bit about her personality and who she was. And so in those respects, Bismillah, Sheikh, we await you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So first of all, Sayyid, I'd like to offer my condolences to you, first of all, knowing that you're a Sayyid on the death anniversary of your mother, and also to our esteemed viewers on the death anniversary of Sayyida Fatima, salamu alayha. In these sad days, called Ayam Fatima, we commemorate and we try to remember this great lady.
Yes.
Today, Sayyid, I'd like to discuss some points concerning Hazrat Fatima, salamu alayha. But these points, they have been discussed over a number of years.
Yes.
For many years, we have majalis, we have gatherings where scholars discuss these points and they are repeated every year.
Yes.
However, we still are unable to really put our finger and pinpoint who this great woman was.
Right.
With all that we know about her in her short lifespan, we are still unable to really clarify or come to a conclusion that who she really was.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Which is why Dr. Ali Shariati, in one of his famous works, the book called Fatima is Fatima, he himself, when he tried to discuss this great personality, he said, okay, let me start by saying she's the daughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then he said, no, this is not Fatima. So then he went another angle. He said, okay, she's the mother of Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein.
Right.
Then he again said, no, this is not Fatima. He said, okay, let me try another angle. She is the wife of the greatest personality after the Holy Prophet, who was Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Right.
But this as well, in his mind, in his opinion, did not do justice to this great lady.
Yes.
So we see whenever we try to describe Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, we always have to include other personalities, other great personalities. And in my opinion, this shows the little knowledge that we have about her, because we have to bring in another personality and describe them to describe her.
Right.
But how do we describe Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha? Who was this personality?
If I interject really quickly, it's interesting when we find Hadith-e-Kisa,
yes,
the tradition of the cloak, right? And here in this tradition, eventually you get to a point where the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali and Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they are given the nisba, the relationship to Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha. So, meaning she is considered the pivot, and then from that pivot, as you said, Fatima is Fatima, from that pivot it says, this is her father, and this is her husband, and this is her children. So, a connection to what you were saying.
Yeah, exactly, Sai. So, that's another beautiful point. That Fatima to Zahra, she is the pivot. She is that bridge between Nubuwat and Imamat.
Right.
If we want to understand Nubuwat, if we want to understand prophethood, we want to understand the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and we want to connect that to wilaya, which is Imam Ali alayhi salam, first we have to understand who Lady Fatima salamu alayha was.
Sure.
But in my humble opinion, and us being Talibi in the Holy City of Qom, with our limited knowledge, I can only come up with one conclusion as to this great personality and the limited information we have about her.
Right.
Is that in the Holy Quran, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to describe Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha.
Right.
Meaning, whenever an event took place, that Shan and Nuzul, or that reason for revelation, that was sent to the Holy Prophet on his blessed heart, spoke about Hazrat Fatima Salamullah Alayha, and in this way we get some sort of small understanding of
right.
her maqam and her levels and how important she was. For instance, we see in Surah Al-Shura, in the Holy Quran, where the Holy Prophet says, "Kulla as'alukum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata fil qurba." He says, "I do not ask of you of any reward, of any gift for bringing this message except the love of my qurba, my relatives."
My near ones.
Now,
yes.
Who is the near ones?
Right.
Okay? Is it the wives of the Holy Prophet? Is it the children of the Holy Prophet? Now, we see if we look at history that the Holy Prophet had this daughter who he used to call the mother of the father.
Yes.
So this is the importance. So we can connect the hadith and the riwayat with the verses of the Holy Quran to get some sort of understanding as to who this personality was. Also, we look at the event of Mubahila.
Right.
When the Holy Prophet had that argument and that confrontation with the Christians.
With the Christians of Najran. Yes.
Exactly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse saying, "Bring yourself, bring your sons, bring your daughters." And who did he bring?
Bring your women, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Who did he bring as the woman? He brought one woman.
As the representation of all the women of the Ummah.
Exactly.
Right.
So this gives us some sort of idea as to who Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha was. But, you know, we still don't understand Saeed. Mm-hmm. But because it's in the Holy Quran, we understand the importance and the levels of this great personality. Now, if you want to look at the social aspect of Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha, we have verses in the Quran that also explains this to us. We look at Surah Insan, in the famous verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُتْئِمُونَ ta'am عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا.
Yes.
إِنَّمَا نُطْئِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. They gave to the orphans and the captives just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want any thanks or any reward, just for the thanks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the riziyat or the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Now, this is the verse of the Holy Quran, but if we analyze the verse, we see that the Ahlul Bayt were without food for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Captives, orphans would come to the house of the Ahlul Bayt and ask for some food, and they would give them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His wisdom, sent this verse on the household of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
Subhanallah, yeah.
Now, okay, let's bring it into our lives, okay? We look at the homemakers, okay? And I was listening to one of your lectures and you describe Hazrat Fatima as a homemaker.
Right.
Now we have the wives in our homes as homemakers. They prepare the food, they want to make sure that the kids are fed, that the husbands are fed. So imagine the situation. The homemaker, the wife, has prepared some iftar, some food, and someone comes. And she has to give this away. How would she feel?
Right. It seems like a difficult decision.
Exactly.
To make.
And it's not just one time, Saeed.
Yes. It's three nights in a row.
Exactly.
And this is while they had fasted during the day.
Exactly, Ahsant. So imagine the love that this personality had, the compassion towards the needy, towards the orphans.
And the satisfaction of Allah.
Just for the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And we have other hadith and other traditions where Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha would give her wedding dress on the night of her wedding
to a
beggar and so on and so forth. But Saeed, we are still unable at this point to really understand who this personality was.
Yes.
And I think if we want to get some small inclination as to the truth after the death of the Holy Prophet, and we examine the short lifespan of Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha, we can get a few answers as to who was the rightful leader after the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
Yes.
What do I mean? After the death of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, there was a shura, as we know. there was a gathering, there was an election as to who would be the rightful caliph right. after the death of the Holy Prophet.
Right.
Now, I ask the question, mm-hmm. as a neutral person asking a question, not a follower of the Shia madhab, not a follower of any madhab. I'm asking the question to the viewers, to you, to anyone interested in learning about Islam. Maybe there are viewers who are just coming into the deen of Islam, the religion of Islam.
Right.
And they may be a bit confused as to, you know, which belief to take. But I ask you, look at history. Was Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha, was she satisfied with those who had the authority after the death of her father? Mm-hmm. Was she satisfied? Was she happy?
Right, no, she wasn't.
She wasn't
and,
happy.
And the sermons that she gave in the Masjid of Medina, in the Masjid of the Messenger of Allah, shows that she was not satisfied. And matter of fact, she was hurt.
Exactly.
By these moves that had been made by certain individuals, yes.
Exactly. So if these are the so-called rightful caliphs after the demise of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, why was his beloved daughter weeping and grieving for so many days if they were the rightful leaders?
Right.
Now this answers a lot of questions for people who are maybe, you know,
searching for the truth. Yes.
Because Imam Ali alayhi salam, as we know, is the rightful leader after the Holy Prophet.
Right.
And this was the only man who would satisfy the daughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
As being the leader of the Muslims.
As being the leader. And she opposed the other people that were chosen. She opposed them. She stood up against them. She spoke out against them. She said, no, this is not the sunnah of my father.
Right.
Sunnah. Okay?
Yes.
Sunnah. This is not the traditions. We have so-called people calling themselves Ahl Sunnah. But this is the real sunnah. Right. If you're Ahl Sunnah, then follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet.
Yes, in all aspects.
In all aspects. You know? Yes. Don't follow in some aspects and not in others. So Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, she played a vital, important role, and she continues to play up until this day.
Yes.
But unfortunately, Said, unfortunately, these questions keep on going around due to whatever reason, ignorance, people not wanting to accept the truth. But Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, she is that light, she is that Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen.
Right.
She is that leader of the women of the world, and even in our brother's book, she's Sayyidatun Nisa'il Ahl al-Jannah, in their books.
In the Ahl al-Sunnah books.
Exactly.
Yes.
The leader of the women of paradise.
Right.
So, what more can we really say to describe this personality who died after maybe 17, 18 years in most traditions?
Yes, it's interesting. Also, in the books of the Ahl al-Sunnah brothers, we find traditions to this effect, where the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, his holy household, has said that whoever hurts Fatima has hurt me.
Exactly.
And whoever pleases Fatima has pleased me, has made me happy.
Yeah.
So just in you know, according to what you're saying, is these are very profound statements made by the Messenger of Allah, an individual who speaks of from wahi. You know, these aren't emotional statements. And it's interesting, the more we sometimes have a very superficial understanding of these statements, right? So for example, this statement, again, which is both in the books of the Shia brothers and the Ahl Sunnah brothers, that the Messenger of Allah said, again, that whatever hurts Fatima has hurt me.
Yes.
That means that the position and the status of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam is so elevated, right? That he has made this direct connection with himself. He's saying that, you know, whatever hurts her. So, you know, that really, it speaks volumes about the status of Lady Fatima Zahra. If I just extrapolate one thing very carefully out of this, you know, that means that the emotions that are within Lady Fatima Zahra, these aren't the emotions of just an average person, right? She's going to get angry at something insignificant or something petty,
yes.
right? Or she's going to become happy at something, you know, insignificant or something petty. No, the Prophet here is saying that If she's hurt, it is as if I am hurt, and if she's happy, it is as if I am happy. Man, that these emotions on the level of infallibility. If you'd like to comment, go ahead. Yeah.
The riwayat also continues: whoever hurts the Holy Prophet hurts Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So indirectly, those who hurt Fatima alayhi salam, salamu alayha,
they're displeasing Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. They're disobeying Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
Exactly, and this is, as they say in Farsi, khayli harfe.
Khayli harfe. It's a big deal. It's a very heavy statement, because it, again, like you said, it's connecting these. It's showing the infallibility of Lady Fatima Zahra.
Exactly.
That she's not this individual, who out of their own petty emotions is saying something. No, they have followed the seerah and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet to such an immaculate level where these connections are being made. And again, this isn't a prejudice on behalf of the Shia madhab. You know, we said these are traced back to the books of the Ahlul Sunnah brothers.
And it's history. Mm-hmm. Sayyid. So, Hazrat Fatima Salamul Alayha, she had no taruf, as they say in Farsi.
Right, no formalities, no...
Exactly, and we are sometimes accused of doing taqiyah, Sayyid.
Right.
Okay? But if you want to understand true wilaya, you want to understand true Islam, you want to understand usuluddin, furu'uddin.
Yes.
The foundations, the fundamentals of Islam, you look at the life of Hazrat Fatima salam alayha. There was no taqiyah in her life. After the death of her father, she cried openly, she wept openly, she stood up against those who oppressed her, who she felt were, you know, they stole what was rightfully hers, which was fadak.
Right.
So if we look at the life of Hazrat Fatima, we want to understand Islam, we look at her life. There was no taqiyah, there was no taruf in her life whatsoever.
Yeah, Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, I think that's a very profound statement, you know. Of course, this idea that when it is necessary that one needs to stand up to the oppressor, one needs to stand up to people who might be or who are a danger to Islam or a danger to the Islamic Ummah, whether it's internal enemies or it's external enemies, right?
Yes.
We have to stand up to this kind of oppression, and we need to make ourselves heard. Just as you pointed out, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, she made herself heard when she saw that things were going wrong and things were going bad and they were going down a wrong and dangerous path in the Islamic Ummah. She stood up and she spoke out about it, you know?
Yes.
Whether, again, I'm saying both internal dangers and external dangers, you know?
Yes.
Recently, for example, we saw this whole thing about Daesh. And one of the unfortunate things was that some Muslims decided to not speak up against this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when in reality these terrorist outfits were, they were not Islamic and they were not Muslim in any shape or form.
Yeah.
Some of the things that you hear, for example, Shahid Qasim Soleimani, he was an individual who saw the atrocities of Daesh firsthand, and he was one of the individuals who was pivotal in fighting this terrorist organization, right? And so in one of the clips that I watched about him, he said that these guys, the Daesh terrorist people, they would cut half the head off of an individual, right? Some Muslim, it's not even a non-Muslim that they're doing to. They would cut half the head of a Muslim and then with their boots, God forbid, astaghfirullah, they would kick the head and split it from the body. But these are internal enemies that we need to stand up to. And of course, the external enemies, which is clear for everybody, that we need to stand up to and oppose the oppressor in whatever shape and form that we can. I don't know, Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, if you want to continue.
Yes, so, Saeed, I like the point that you raised about these oppressors that we have today.
Yes.
Who call themselves Muslims. We look back in history at the time of the Holy Lady. These were similar circumstances that she was faced with, she
yes.
and her family. Because you had these oppressors who call themselves Muslims, and outwardly they would pray, they would say they are followers of the Holy Prophet, but yet still they were oppressing the family of the Holy Prophet.
Right.
So Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha taught us, not just men, but taught women as well, wherever there is injustice, wherever there is oppression, that you have to stand up. It's your duty to stand up and speak out against injustice. Right. Maybe some women may think that, okay, we are women, we have to be subtle, we have to be behind, we have to be behind closed doors. Yes, Islam provides security for women, but where there's injustice, something must be done, a voice must stand up and speak out against that oppression.
Excellent. Sheikh Muhammad Hussain, I don't know, I think that's a good place to end the talk show. Again, we appreciate you coming and joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule.
You're welcome. Thank
and inshallah, may Allah accept our condolences to the Imam of our time. And we want to thank all of our viewers again for joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show. We were talking to Sheikh Muhammad Hussain about the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, and our condolences to all of you as well and to the Imam of our time. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.